You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. This is your host. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to hear the Word of God. That's what you're going to hear today. Whether you're on your way to work here at 7 in the morning, maybe it's lunchtime and you're tuned in on 1510 AM or 94.7. Or greetings to everyone on 100.7 in South Brevard County. And it's 11:45. I promise you, for 14 and a half minutes, you're going to hear the Word today. And what you're going to hear, let's let Him increase and me decrease. I'll let you know quickly what you're going to hear. This is part two of one sermon I preached about a month ago, and it's in the Gospel of Mark. I'm taking 16 weeks going through the Gospel of Mark, and this is week number two. To hear week number one, you can go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You can go to my website, WGODradio.com. There's a link on there for prior broadcasts. There's 5 years worth of programs uploaded on there. You're going to hear today the rest of the Lord's temptation in the wilderness and how Jesus handled that. And we're going to start to look at here today and tomorrow at sickness and how we see that sickness many times comes from Satan. There's a woman who was bent over for 18 years that the sickness came from the devil. Did you know that? That sometimes Satan himself is responsible for a particular sickness that you might have, but that's not the only place where sickness comes from. So I'll leave it at that. You'll hear more on that here today and then in Wednesday's broadcast. So here is part two now of this message from the Gospel of Mark.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He says, this book right here, this is my food. I hunger and thirst for every word spoken out of the mouth of God is what Jesus said. Let's you and I say the same thing. How about you? Can you say that? Now that's all I want to look at from this temptation of the Lord today. Let's go back to Mark and we're going to move forward from there. We're in chapter 1, verse 21. So, does the Lord tempt you? No. Does the Lord test you? Absolutely. Where does it say that in the Bible, Esposito? Well, Genesis chapter 22, verse 1, came to pass that the Lord, again, the King James says, tempts Abraham, but it's the same word here. He doesn't want him to fall. He's trying him, like going down here to go try a new car before you buy it. That's what God does. He takes us out for a test drive as well, and he tries us. And man, oh man, he knows right where the red line is, doesn't he? Lay off of that gas, Lord. Pushes it right to the red line. Sometimes past the red line, right? But he's built us. He knows where our red line is. Also, it's funny enough, would be, let me just read it to you. You don't need to turn here. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 said this. It says, because you have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you out of the hour of temptation or trial, which is going to come upon the whole world to try them that dwell upon the earth, man, oh man, is a mother of all trials, testing that's coming. And he's promised to keep us out of it. Rapture verse, if I've ever heard it. There's a promise, no matter where you stand, according to the word of God, those whose names are in the book of life, there's a big N-A next to your name when it comes to this verse. This does not apply to you. Unfortunately, it applies to all those that have never gone through the fire. You ever seen someone who's never gone through the fire? Look at the Apostle Peter before he was forgiven and restored. The night that Jesus was crucified, the night before, it says he followed from a distance and warmed himself by the fire. Afraid to be seen and recognized. They even said to him, I know you. And he goes, I don't know you, but you were with Jesus. And then it said, he put his hand on a stack of Bibles, raised his right hand and says, I have never heard of Jesus Christ. That's what Peter did. And that's what you will do as well if you don't abide under the hand of God and let him deliver you through trials you're going through. This is why James says, count it all joy when it happens to you, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Comes through trials. Amen. Am I right, Eric? Never comes from being on the mountaintop. Comes through trials and enduring under trials. All right, verse 21. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway, there's that word again, immediately, straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. See, even the demons believe. Even the demons believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Verse 25, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace. In other words, keep quiet. Be muzzled in Greek. And come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the regions round about Galilee. Now let's move on to chapter 2. And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together, so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. Notice the persistence and the faith of these people. So when they had broken through, they let down. Imagine this. They're untiling the roof. I mean, imagine seeing that here at Island today. Can you imagine that? You hear this saw or something, and then the tile falls down, and here comes four ropes with a guy on a bed on here. Imagine that. Imagine someone doing that today. Now, naturally, as you would expect, verse 5, now when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven you. And some of the scribes were sitting there, reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Well, exactly right, right? I mean, that's a correct statement. But they've drawn the wrong conclusions. Verse 8, immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Immediately, there's that word again. Immediately he arose, took up the bed and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. Then he went out again by the sea, and all the multitudes came to him, and he taught them. Now, notice from this text that sins and healing are so closely related. Now, I've got this written. I'm not adding this because he's here. I've got written down here, Eric Marshall preached this very thing in this church a while ago. The Greek word for healed and saved are the same Greek words. Your faith has saved you, or your faith has healed you. Here he says, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or get up and walk? The main point of what I'm saying is sometimes sickness is a result of sin. You'd agree with that? Sometimes sickness. Now, let's prove this in the Bible. Sometimes sickness is a result of sin. So I made a list in my office here this morning. 1, 2, 3, 4 things. Number one, sickness from Satan. It's number one. Luke 13:11 says this. Luke 13:11. And behold, there was a woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together. She was all hunched over and she could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day and said to the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, not on the Sabbath day. And then the Lord answered and said, you hypocrite! Oh man, he must have been mad at this. What kind of fish-eyed fool is this that this guy would say this to him? You hypocrite! Don't each one of you on the Sabbath loose your ox or his donkey from the stall and lead him away to drink? Ought not this woman, being a daughter of whom Satan has bound? Lo, these 18 years.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.